us like a deer. Well, you alone, really the full desire of our hearts to consider that you are worth more than gold or silver or all the money that the world can give. To have you is worth to us more than all that, oh Lord. If that really becomes the meditation of our hearts and the deepest desire of our whole being, oh Lord, that would be a great fulfillment, Heavenly Father. That's why we commit this service this morning into your hands. Take control, O Lord. Speak to your people as we are gathered. Let the word take preeminence in our hearts so that it becomes more than gold or silver to us. Let us cherish it. Let us keep it, O Lord. more than we keep cash, Heavenly Father. Sometimes when we see the way we neglect your word, we just throw it somewhere and we just remember to take the Bible just Sunday before we come, O Lord. But we will never do that with money, O Lord. Help us that what we sing becomes a reality in our lives. Bless your people as we gather around your word in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let's read Ephesians chapter 4. From verse 8, Ephesians 4, from 8 to 13. Wherefore he says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he has ascended, What is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up, far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You may be seated. Thank you once again for coming. Brother Arthur, God bless you. Good to see you. All the saints, Sister Chipo, Brother Maxwell from far away, God bless you for coming. The saints from Northern Ireland. Because sometimes we forget that they come from far as well. You know, just consider, oh, he's just the pastor, you know. It's granted, he has to be there. But you don't know the sacrifice it takes to come from Banbridge, sometimes down to Carlo. It's a big sacrifice, and may God bless them for that. So we are going to meditate upon a very small topic. It was very hard for me to come up with something this morning. I thought I would speak about the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. But I just felt that it was not the right time. So I didn't know what to say. I woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and I couldn't find anything. I went back to sleep. But God just put this thought on our mind. Let's just meditate upon it. And we are going to talk about the ministry of the bride. Amen. Just to try and help us on some of the things that going on around. So we just see what is the ministry of the bride, because we believe that we are the bride. And you know, the prophet, when he saw the vision of the bride, he speaks about it in the sermon Masterpiece and in other sermons. You know, in the waiting time between, you know, the when the prophet was not on the scene, and between that time and the rapture, the bride must be kept busy, watching, getting herself ready. But when the prophet saw the vision, he saw that the bride was going astray. And from where he was not on the scene, but from where he started shouting, come back on track, come back on track. Up until he went out of the vision, he found himself shouting. Because the bride has a job to do. The bride has a ministry before the rapture. So that's what we are going to try and look into today, because there's a lot of things going on around the message. People just, you know, since the prophet left, people coming up with a lot of things, you know, we don't need preachers anymore. We can sit at home with our tapes and books and read, and that's fine, that's enough. We can just, because everything has been said in the message, and the tapes are enough. But we are just going to see what the prophet says about it. There was a question answer asked to the prophet in the questions and answers on the seals in 1963. Will the bride of Christ have a ministry before the rapture? And the prophet answers, sure, that's what's going on right now. See, the bride of Christ, certainly, it is the message of the hour. The bride of Christ, yes, sure, she consists of apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. Is that right? That's the bride of Christ. She's got a ministry, great ministry, the ministry of the hour. It will be so humble. Amen. We are going to look into it, because many ideas raised here and there to say what we just said, that we don't need pastors anymore. We don't need people to preach us the message. We can see, because the message has been preached. The prophet has, you know, given us all the counsel of God. So what do we need to go to church again? What do we need someone to stand there and speak the message again to us? But the prophet says the bride has a ministry before the rapture. It consists in apostles, prophets, evangelists, teachers, and pastors. So we need these ministries. We need it, because we will see why we need the ministries. It's very important for the bride to understand these principles. Because if we don't understand them, the message is there, but God in his infinite wisdom, he knew that he will give the message, but it will take the fivefold ministry to minister the message to the bride. The message has been given through the prophet. We are going to see something that happened in the past so that you'll get the better picture. Because don't say, some may say, okay, so if the prophet ministered the message, why do we need fivefold minister to minister the message again? No. God knew that the message will come through the prophet, but you will need the fivefold minister to help you, amen, lead you into the message, through the message. Why? Because let's see when the Lord Jesus came. Because the fivefold ministry, if we can trace it back to its beginning, it was after the minister of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord came and spoke, the Son of Man himself. He spoke, he gave everything that concerned our redemption. But why did we need the fivefold ministry again after the Son of Man has come? Because the Lord Jesus came to give full redemption, and full redemption was fulfilled. But after he left, he established fivefold ministry. So it started with, let's see how it started. It started with the coming of the prophet Elijah, John the Baptist. Amen. He came and he prepared the way. He turned the hearts of the people so that they can make ready to receive the Son of Man. And after the minister of Elijah, the Son of Man came himself. He spoke and he gave the Holy Ghost. And after he did that, he established the fivefold ministry to lead the church to the ages to come. In our age also, the same patterns reproduces again. We see the prophet Elijah came. He turns the hearts. He prepared our hearts. He prepared the way. And then the Son of Man himself came. He gave the message. He delivered the message. But after the Son of Man, the prophet says the bride, the fivefold ministry must operate in the bride. Amen. Amen. It must keep on operating in the bride. Why? Because the bride must be ministered through the message by the help of the fivefold ministry. When we are going to see just in a type so that you can understand well the place of the fivefold ministry. The prophet, let's say God gives the prophet a high level vision of the message. He comes and gives it in a high level. So the big picture, the prophet comes and deposits the big picture. It was so in Exodus, in the Old Testament, when God gave the vision of the tabernacle to Moses. You know, Moses was taken up into a cloud. He went there for, I think, 40 days. He stayed there and God gave him the vision. Moses saw the temple. Moses saw the tabernacle. Moses knew exactly what the tabernacle would be. And Moses came out with the message. He delivered the message. If you read Exodus 29, 30, I think from 28, you'll see God describing the tabernacle to Moses. It was only Moses who spoke to God mouth to mouth. Moses was transported into the cloud, and in the cloud, God delivered the message, and God gave Moses the vision. Moses came down with that vision, but the people didn't know what exactly Moses saw up there. Let's read it. Exodus 31, from verse 1 to verse 6. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work in all manner of workmanship. And I, behold, have given with him Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach, of the tribe of Dan. And in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. Amen? Amen. Moses got the big picture of the tabernacle. He came and started speaking to the people. See, it's going to be like this. It's going to be like that. It's going to be the holy place will be like this. And the everything. He gave all the description. But the message was high level. What Moses saw. Moses has the vision. But the people, for the people for that vision to materialize to the people, God gave Moses Bezaleel. That man in whom God placed a higher understanding of the message compared to the rest of the people. Him could go into Moses' message. Him could go into the vision. When Moses speaks, that God showed me the temple. God said that we're going to make two angels with their wings like this. We're going to do this. The Bible says God has put wisdom into Bezaleel so that he could do, in verse 6, I think, verse 4, to devise cunning works. That word means to invent. Amen. He could listen to what Moses says, but his listening, his understanding was different from what the rest of the people could understand. Amen. He could go into the message when Moses says this and this and that. That sentence in other tradition, they say, to devise cunning works, they said, to make artistic designs. From what Moses said, him, Bezaleel, could go and make artistic design to materialize, to make that message more realistic to the people. What Moses saw, the vision that Moses had, him could come when Moses said, 5 cubits of this and this and that, you're going to take such proportion of this and that. Him could go and God put in him wisdom so that he could make it now more realistic to the people. What the people had to do, Moses brought the message. Amen. Moses brought the vision. The duty of the people, what was required from the people, if you go and read, the job of the people was only to bring their jewelries. Bring gold, bring silver, bring diamond, bring luxury pieces of clothes and materials and everything. The job of the people was that one. Moses saw the vision. The people would bring the material, and those people, Oliab and Bezaleel, their job was to take the sacrifice of the people, was to take people's life and take the vision from the message of Moses and interpret the vision and make those people the gold, the pieces of gold that they brought. Maybe it was earrings. Maybe it was a bracelet. Maybe it was a necklace. Transform that bracelet into a candlestick. Amen. That was the job of Bezaleel. Take people's life, align it with Moses' message, and produce a bride. At the end of the job, the people could see that the gold that we brought, it was, I don't know, a bracelet, it was a watch, it was something, but Bezaleel took it, put it together with the vision that Moses saw, and produced the angel with their wings opened. Amen? Amen. That's the ministry of the bride today. You have got the message. The prophet have delivered the message, but you need those Bezaleel. Don't say, I will sit at home and listen to the message. No. It's fine to sit at home and listen to the message. But the prophet said, you need these ministries. Amen. The ministry of the bride, apostles, prophets, teachers, and so forth, is to take the vision which was given at high level. You can go and read the message. That's fine. But there are questions that will arise in your life. God has put people, God has appointed people that will help you answer those questions. Though the prophet was there, he came, but there are still things. The prophet says, a mystery is something, even if it is revealed, but there's still some kind of a mystery attached to, even if the answer is given, but there's still something that will seem beyond human reasoning, beyond human understanding. Why? That's why God appointed those fivefold ministry, so that it can help you, lead you through the message. Don't neglect it, because most people will come, oh no, you know, we have the message. The prophet and why? Because you and me, we read the same message. The pastor and me read the same message. So why would we go and... No, the prophet didn't say that. Even after the prophet have delivered the message, he could still commend Brother Neville and the other brethren that they are there. Listen, go and listen. Come to church. The prophet didn't ask people to sit at home because the message was on tapes and on booklets. We need those fivefold ministry. This is the ministry of the bride. Just consider yourself. There are many things in your life. Those people, I just ask, you know, come up with ideas. Those ideas raise every day. Oh, we don't need this, we don't need that. There are few questions that we just can ask them. Where do you want to be baptized? We'll baptize you. Will you take the tapes and go into the water to ask the tapes to baptize you? When you want to get married, who will marry you? They say we're going to put a tape where the bride. Who will press on the tape? Amen. Who will press for the tape? Because you need someone. You need someone. Amen. So we wanted just to speak a little bit on these things. We need them. We need those fivefold ministry. We need them to lead us as your spiritual leaders. God has sent the message, but God has appointed people. That's the way, the ministry, the work of the bride before the rapture. If you put them aside, that's fine, but there'll come a time when you'll find that it was a big mistake. Mm-hmm. Amen? So we are not trying to say that you people here or whatever they do, but these are the just things we want to bring to our attention so that we know how to stand, where to stand, and the more we go into the, further into the revelation, the more we need to be humble. The prophet says that ministry will be so humble. These people will be so humble. So it doesn't mean because the ministry is humble that we have to step on it. We have to overlook it. No. God wants you to be put under the leadership of this man. They will help you in your spiritual work. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for your love, for your assistance. We believe, O Lord, that you will help us remain humble into this work, in this way of wisdom, O Lord, that you will lead us and you will help us understand these things as we have spoken to your people. Be, O Lord, the leader now for the rest of the service as we commit everything into your hand. Bless the men's service. Bless your servant will stand here, O Lord. Let what he's going to say be really something that will help bring more light into our life and help us, O Lord, to face the battle that is before us, O Lord. Give us that overcoming power as we commit the service into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. May God bless you.